this week on Your Mom's House.
Right. I thought you were actually saying that as a description for two women that you thought were unattractive. You mean real dogs?
I don't know. Talking's overrated. No one wants to hear us anyway. You know what I mean?
Amen, sister. It sounds like you're just hitting home runs today. You're like, I should try to fuck a Korean chick.
Yeah.
I was thinking Mile High Club.
Well, welcome. Welcome to Your Mom's House.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all makes sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you, which really is the best part about Mint Mobile. Why are you paying for stuff that you don't need? Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. And that is the best part. Use your own phone. You can transfer all your contacts over. It's so easy. We use Mint Mobile for our office and we save over $50 on our monthly phone bill. And it took almost no effort at all to set us up. It's amazing. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
And we're back. Welcome to another episode of Your Mom's House. We're getting ready for the holidays.
The holidays.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, love.
I have to take my family to visit my family of origin.
Yeah.
In Florida. And just mentally preparing for a few weeks from now.
I know. First of all, even just getting the children packed for a trip like that. I mean, that in and of itself, not that you've ever done that, but I'm saying like it's really a hassle.
I'm a guy, okay?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, if you want someone to help, you marry a chick.
I know.
Now, what I'm more concerned with is I like my anti-Thanksgiving food Thanksgivings.
That's my
favorite thing. But now we have to, when you go to someone else's place,
you're just at their mercy.
You acquiesce to what they, yeah.
But just so if the listeners are new to us, just know that we are very anti-Thanksgiving. Okay. Yeah. We don't like dry pussy turkey. It tastes like shit.
I think getting together with people is great, but I like throwing ribeyes and lobsters on and being like, yeah, this is what I want to eat.
That's how you celebrate God's bounty.
Yeah, I don't want fucking cranberry sauce or whatever.
I know, like, why didn't the settlers have lobster and steak?
Yeah. Why did they
didn't have cows?
They had to have stuffing and turkey. What if you don't want that?
Yeah, I do like the stuffing. I like Stouffer's, the box kind, the white trash kind.
The high level one. Yeah,
I like the shittiest of the shitty.
And by the way, people do this. They say this the same shit about like camping. You know, when you go like, they're like, well, you need to go camp. Fuck you. I don't want your mom's turkey or anyone's turkey.
Turkey's gross.
I want a steak.
You know what part of turkey I like?
What?
The dark meat, because it's a little juicier.
It is. It's better.
The tit meat is just dry.
Same thing with like on a chicken, though. If you get a chicken, you get
the juicy part.
A little darker. Yeah,
turkey's disgusting.
Yeah.
Any hoodles, I'm pumped for but then we're at the mercy of our hosts. You're right.
Yeah.
So you know, they're pretty good in Florida with the cooking.
No, they're pretty good. We'll have good food. But, it reminds me of what we did one time. We can't say too much because we don't want all the details to be, but we went to an event with
family.
Bring up
Hatesgiving.
No, Hatesgiving was different, but we went to an event with family where they fed us and all of us were like, this food sucks. And so from that event, while we were at the event, I got on the phone and made reservations at a restaurant. And I told people, I was like, don't tell anybody. And then we all left the event with family and went out to eat.
And that was the best Thanksgiving ever.
Yeah.
And then that was good. You had what you wanted. Finally, pizza, spaghetti, chicken fingers.
Yeah.
But Hatesgiving is back when we were living in Silver Lake. Before we had kids, it was comedians, right? All our comic friends, our orphans friends. And then I invited my dad, and he showed up 2 hours late, right? Because he had a date to go to.
Right. Didn't my sibling, wasn't she at that?
Maria was there.
That was the
origin
of hate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was she upset about?
Puerto Ricans or something?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think at the time she was upset with the Puerto Ricans.
She was working with them?
Yeah. She was just not pleased.
And your dad, by the way, rolled with it. He was like, I get it.
My father's he really gets it when you don't like a group for a generalized reason.
Same thing, a specific race. He's like, terrible. I've noticed that too.
But my dad also has obscure hatreds. Like, he really hates gypsies. Like, I would say that gypsies are the top of his hate groups.
I don't want to say too much, but I'm kind of understanding of your father's feelings on that one.
Well, because you've been to Hungary and you've been to Europe.
I've been to Europe, yeah.
So the gypsies are
And I've had a roach problem in the house before, so I know exactly how he feels.
But for many Americans, because we don't really have gypsies here, gypsies are like the rednecks of Europe, but they're way worse because they steal, they squat.
Yeah.
You can't sell your property if they squat on your property. Like, there's laws to protect these parasites,
it's too. Fucking insane.
It's so weird. I'm surprised the Hungarians are as tolerant of gypsies as they are.
This funny thing, too, because your dad used to own a forklift business.
Right.
So, like, you know, it's a very specialized thing, something most people probably don't think about.
Yeah.
But then when you're in the business of needing one, there's only so many places you can go. So people would go to your dad's business and be like, I need a forklift.
For
sure.
Propane or electric. Yep. You got them both.
Pallet jacks,
you name it.
He told us one time, he was like, I think he was like, yeah, if an Arab person calls or stops in and they go, how much for this one? He goes, it's already sold.
Yeah.
And they're like, what about this one? He's like, that one's sold too. He's like, yeah, I don't do business with them.
He even said it even worse. He goes, when I pick up the phone and I hear the accent, hello, I just say, no, nobody here. I hang up the phone. Or they want to buy something, this is sold.
Like, it's sold.
I don't even work
with them.
I was
like, well, why? But what if they are going to, he's like, no, they want to hustle and do the price thing.
They want to haggle because it's a cultural thing.
It's a cultural thing, yeah.
And he's
like, my mom does it at Bloomingdale's.
Yeah.
She's like, how much for this? What if I give you? I'm like, this is a fucking retail store.
Yeah, you can't haggle. Same with forklifts. Like, it's pretty non-negotiable. A forklift.
Right. Well, I guess probably people are thinking, you know, a mechanical thing, almost like a car, right? They go, car's 30. You go, what if I give you 28? And they're probably approaching it the same way. And your dad's like, no.
He's like, no. Well, there's like you said, it's a limited resource.
Yeah.
There's not a ton of them and my dad's forklifts were really good, well working, and he worked on them. And
well, you know, speaking of race, why don't we hit this opening clip and get into the show?
Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Why not train the blacks how to act rather than
what you're saying right now is illegal.
Rather than putting the responsibility on the owner of the company.
No, that's what you just said is illegal.
Why is
you
that?
You cannot train the blacks.
Why not?
That's not, you have, what if you are offering training, you have to train everyone. You can't make assignments by race like that.
He's fucking amazing.
Jesus.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Meow, 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 meow. Mom Segura.
And Christina Pajitza. Welcome to your
mom's house.
Oh,
go, Annie. Go. Go, 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 and me. So silly. Meow, meow.
He's my new favorite media personality of all time.
Of course.
You know, it feels like a character. It reminds me, like, Stephen Colbert used to do a character on Comedy Central, like a purposely ignorant kind of, you know, super right-wing guy.
Yeah.
But the audience is in on the fact that it's a character.
Yeah.
And this feels like it's like the greatest troll job ever,
yeah.
except this is 100% authentic.
Right. He really is this old school.
It's, I would say old school is not quite.
Well, I mean, 1800s. And by that, I mean.
Old century.
Old, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's, this is Victorian.
But like, I love like, you know, sometimes he says things and people remain calm, but you can tell they're like, oh my God. But she right away was like, you can't fucking do that. It's like, he elicits such great emotion from people.
That's, but that's the fun part of this. That's, it's the fun, not even it. Like, because imagine if, it's him getting people to
wild
be
up. Yeah. Like, so right here, he's like, let's just train the blacks. And then she's like, you cannot do that.
You can't just hire people. You can't hire people because of their race, because of their gender.
Well, no, I'm not talking about the company training them. Why don't why don't you switch your role? Rather than putting that responsibility on the companies, why not train the blacks how to work, how to act at work?
Look at her.
That is an absurd notion.
Oh, why it's hard to train them?
He's fucking. Another thing is, he's never left. You know, the funny, when you have this real perspective, he's never left speechless. He always has the last comment.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's so grounded in what he thinks.
Yeah.
That when people present a very logical response, he always has a follow-up thing to it. So, and then they're the ones who are like, I don't even know how to fucking like,
right, like, well, okay, so I wish she would answer, like, well, what, we can't just take aside the black people.
Right, well, yeah. I mean, well, because, you know, she
can't separate them by, like that.
Because she's speaking, she's saying the truth, which is, that is an absurd notion. And then he just goes, why, because it's hard to train them? Like, he always has the follow-up. It's so great. I mean, it never.
But the premise, yeah, okay. And I'm going to get into his logic.
So if a woman should hit a man, shouldn't he smack her back?
No.
Why not?
Because she's a girl.
Well, she doesn't know that.
But I just think that's unfair.
So if a woman smack a man, what should he do?
He probably deserved it, to be honest.
What?
I don't think the guy should ever hit the girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even to protect himself against it?
No. What is he protecting?
He's a human being just as she is.
Right.
And no one should treat each other that way.
Yeah, violence is never the answer.
Right.
That's what I think.
Have you ever smacked a guy?
Have I?
Oh, yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, so.
You have to ask.
No, you have.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever somebody goes,
yeah,
when
you
yes.
don't really know.
It's a yes. Yeah. It's a hard yes.
You got to look up at them.
Yeah. I got to tell you something. I've never smacked a man. I've never smacked a man because I know, like, they can hit you pretty hard. They can kill you.
Well, you know.
Men
you,
kill women.
You learn some things growing up. Yeah.
Like,
don't do that.
Yeah.
There's people who find
you
out the hard
way. It's because her daddy never hit her. That's why. Sorry. It's true. Because when your dad fucking hits you, you're like, oh, no. Yeah. Oh, men can do that.
Yeah. They're way bigger.
My dad, okay, I'll tell you what happened. The one time my dad fucking, man. I was 15 years old. I'd just come home from Lollapalooza the day before, and I had done 2 hits of acid on my first time ever. And I'm talking, I'm young. Like, I was wearing fucking retainers.
High school, yeah.
I was wearing a goth velvet dress. Like, I was little to be doing LSD. And I came home so fucking tweaked out of my brain. I was up all night just, like, staring at the ceiling. My mother was just like, what is happening? And that's the day she sent me to go live with my dad. Because they're like, Christina's on drugs. She's messed up. This is, we need, you know, dad's got to straighten you out. And in the car ride home, I was like, you know, fuck you, piece of shit. You're the worst dad. Like, I was mouth sassing off and calling him a gigolo or whatever the fuck I was calling him. And we parked in the garage and he just fucking, bam, backhanded me right in the mouth. Because I was talking some shit. Like, I even blocked out what the fuck I said to him. That's how traumatic.
Yeah.
But that's when I was like, oh no. Oh, like that's
you,
real. Like
you
a dude
got quiet real
you.
Quick.
That's what I learned. This bitch has never been backtanned by her daddy when she was 15 after doing LSD at Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do.
I mean,
now you get smacked a few times.
That's what I'm saying.
Shut the fuck up.
In a way, you're giving some pretty sound advice right
there. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Sometimes you need to get clocked.
Well, I do think you need to learn the boundaries of reality sometimes.
You do. Most, you know, and as a boy, you learn it, I think, earlier.
Yeah.
Because you're surrounded by boys, right?
Yes.
So you're always in this thing where you're like, you're in school and, you know, you have like little, even if you don't get in a full out fight, you have like tussles, right? Like,
you
kind of like almost fights. And then also in sports, you know, you get like thrown by somebody and you're like, oh, like it your brain kind of registers like, oh, there's people that are bigger and stronger than you.
They can fuck you up.
They can fuck you up.
But girls, because we don't relate to one another physically, we're right. emotional yeah. torturers. Yeah. I'll get inside your head and I'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
Until, you know what I mean? Like, I'll fuck with you emotionally.
Right, right,
I'll
right.
devastate your
That's
heart.
That's what women do.
And your
exactly.
mind.
Yeah.
But they don't, women, she's never had physical altercations.
Men
so
also
she doesn't know.
Witness many more fights.
Yeah, you guys, even, you guys are crazy. You guys kill each other.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
guys,
but I mean, you see a guy mouth off and get fucking dealt with. And then your brain also goes like, oh, don't forget that can happen. You know, like that happens throughout your life.
It's yeah. wild.
Yeah.
It's yeah. wild.
And then there's still dudes who still test it. Like sometimes you're like, you're testing this boundary right now.
Like in public or in bars
all the time.
Or something.
Yeah, yeah. All the time. You see it all the time.
Get fucking beat, dude.
Sometimes you'll see something really crazy, like a really small, weak dude. Usually alcohol's involved.
Yeah.
Going up to somebody yeah. much bigger and stronger. And you're like, this dude's about to have his whole life rearranged. Yeah. And you'll see it. You'll see it fucking. Sometimes the restraint is with the bigger guy. Will be like, you know, it's like pat him
on
the head.
That's really nice when, yeah for
like,
sure.
Back off. Stop. And then sometimes the guy's like, no, I feel like killing you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of think it is important to tell women like, hey, guy, you don't know how a dude's going to react. Like you think it's cute.
Yeah. It's crazy.
To hit. Like you can't do that. Dude.
Some people also come up in that chaos of
for
like,
sure.
Very, very combative and like provoking.
You said
fights.
That word the wrong way, but that's cool.
Right.
You
right.
Say
right.
It.
Yeah.
Combative.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Fucking 46 years of my life, I said it that way.
I know.
So
no, the real lesson here, I think, for women is just like, shut the fuck up. You
yeah.
know?
Seriously.
No one to keep your stupid mouth shut.
I don't know. Talking's overrated. No one wants to hear us anyway. You know what I mean?
Amen, sister. It sounds like you're just fucking hitting home runs today. I'm into it.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, why don't you...
Yeah. This guy's amazing, by the way.
The Jesse? Yeah.
Yeah, Jesse Lee Peterson. He's just so... He is so old school. Like, he hasn't even budged an inch in the last 100 years.
No, no,
he's
no,
literally
no,
1800s yeah. values. Oh, shit.
You have a dental update.
Guys, you haven't heard this song in so long.
Yeah.
Because
I have a dental update. Here it is. I'm wearing my retainer.
Have you publicly disclosed this?
I've mentioned it. I guess I haven't done, like, long pieces about it, but you know.
But do they know why you're wearing adult braces?
I thought I
braces?
Mentioned why. I've mentioned it on a few podcasts.
Has he talked about it here? Well, just reiterate, because I think this is probably the dental update of the entire series. So this is the craziest thing that's ever happened.
It's really crazy. In 2007, you were like, hey man, you're snoring. It's fucking killing me. Like, I can't
I just
do
sleep
this.
In the living room.
Yeah. And then one time you actually played a recording of it for me and I was like, oh my God, like I really was thrown by that.
Yeah.
So I ordered on television, they had like a commercial for stop snoring, you know, wear this mouth guard. So I ordered it. I started wearing it right away. And within like a year I was at a dentist. I mentioned, he was like, you know, what's going on? And I was, oh, by the way, I wear one of these. And they go, you know, we make custom ones. Like that's a very common practice. And it keeps your teeth from grinding and it also prevents snoring. But the way that it prevents snoring, people snore for different reasons. Sometimes people snore nasally. Sometimes people's tongue falls back in their throat. But like the most common one is that a lower jaw opens, right? You're unconscious, you're asleep, and it obstructs the passageway. So therefore, air that's passing through, you hear the snoring, right? Because the passageway is obstructed. And so I also weighed like 50, 60 pounds more. So face meat pushes on throat meat closes your air passage. So
fatso's the worst CPAP.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you see like a 300-pound guy, for sure he snores, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
anyway, I had a custom one made, which is nice, but you know, they're made of plastic, and then every few years you're like, it looks terrible, and you get a new one. So I was just, this became my regular routine year after year.
Since 07?
Yeah, since 07.
Oh my God.
And by the way, I would go to the same doctor, hey, can I get a new one? Sure. Yeah. And they're expensive. They're like $500, $600 or something. Sure. But you'd be like, yeah. It became my comfort. Not only did it reduce snoring, which was obviously going to help you from hearing it, but you also, when you're not snoring, you're sleeping deeper.
Because you're waking up all the time.
Yeah, you're waking
snoring.
Up when that's happening, and you're not having as deep a sleep. So I would feel more rested. And that sometimes, you know, if I forgot it at home, I mean, I would have you like, hey, overnight me this thing.
Yeah.
Because it was my security blanket. So think about that, like 2007 all the way into like 2021, 2022. And all this time I'm going to a dentist, no one's saying shit. We move here. I'm seeing this dentist for the first time. I've just met her. We just moved here. Does a cleaning. Oh yeah, you know, your gums look great. And then she just casually throws out, hey, has your bite always been like this? And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, you know, your bite. Has it always been like this? I'm like, what's wrong with my bite? She's like, you know how like your teeth kind of meet in the middle? I'm like, no, but I have a slight overbite. And she was like, no.
You did?
Yeah. And I'm like, wait, what?
Oh my God, dude.
So
terrible.
The quick summary is I wore that thing every night for like 15 years or whatever. And I gave orthodontics. I did orthodontics to myself. I moved my lower jaw forward. Because the apparatus
created an underbite.
Holds your lower jaw up. And I made my jaw move and my teeth move.
So that's a great warning for anybody that's using this device.
What's crazy is unless you have a dentist like the one here who clearly along this path would have said something to me, they'll just keep selling you the thing. And so now she's like, yeah. She's like, I can't fix it. So she sent me to an orthodontist. I've never been to an orthodontist. I've never had any like aesthetic stuff done to my teeth.
Yeah, you're so lucky.
And then he was just like, oh yeah, we have to move you. And then he told me, he's like, hey, we're seeing this more. Like people are coming in with this more.
So now you have
I've been wearing Nash.
Cool adult braces now.
Adult braces so that my jaw and teeth can move back to the position they were once
and
in.
And is it working?
Yes, it is because okay, I go for follow-ups and he's like, they measure it in like millimeters, but he's like, it's working.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Because that shit would just keep going and pretty soon you'd be like bulldog.
Like, hey guys,
like,
you
want to
hear
doing?
A funny joke? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Mithgard.
Yes.
That's so wild, dude.
That's pretty wild. What's your dental update?
Well, I just want to report, it's been a year and a half since I've been for a cleaning and I'd like to apologize for absolutely nothing because I dominated that shit.
Oh, A-plus
is all around, bitch. Yeah. No fucking cavities. And she was like, wow, you take really good care of your teeth. And I go, yeah, because I floss and I do electric toothbrushings. And she was like, there wasn't even a drop of blood, babe. Like,
ay-ay-ay. That's awesome.
It was so good.
Cool.
And I was like, can I have a lollipop or something? Because I got an A-plus.
Yeah.
And she's like, uh-huh, we don't give adults lollipops. And I was like, that's fucking bullshit.
They give them to kids?
I don't think that's for kids there. Oh. But they did give me a water canteen with like the dental practice.
What about
a
balloon? You couldn't get a balloon?
I kind of wish. Yeah, I was like, I don't want no fucking canteen. I'm just going to throw this and lose it anyway in the car. But I was pretty stoked. I got to where I listened to a podcast. I listened to Jamie Lynn and Rob Eiler.
Oh, you did?
Not Today Pal. I LOL'd great. The whole time. It was great.
They're great.
Yeah, it was so fun. It was a good time.
That's that's great dental update.
I mean, I'm pumped, dude.
Yeah, you feel proud.
But fuck me up because like I have a whole morning protocol that I do.
Yeah, what's your protocol?
Well, that's the thing. I was never really cognizant of it until it was interrupted today and it really fucking pissed me off. It really pisses me off. Like, there's a certain series of events I have to do.
What are they?
So that my fucking sanity is maintained.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number one, I wake up peacefully. Not your kids screaming, nobody violently waking me up. It's nice to wake up peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
And then within 5 seconds of waking up, I have to have coffee.
Yeah, you're really, like, you're immediate Jesus to Christ. It. I can put it off for a while.
No, I need to drink coffee immediately. Yeah. And then I need to be in a quiet meditative state. Okay, and by that I mean I look at TikTok, I see what's up.
See what's up.
I see what's up in the world.
Catch up on the news.
Catch up on the news on TikTok, because mm-hmm. that's where everything happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then I must, and I mean must, take a shit before the day can progress. Mm. If I don't take a shit, it's like everything is off.
Interesting.
And this morning I felt rushed and I didn't take a shit. And that fucked with me the whole time. That does bother me.
That's why travel days are kind of the worst. The worst thing about travel day is when your shitting gets interrupted.
Well, you know something?
Yeah.
I wake up extra early on a travel day. Even if I get picked up at 5 a.m., I wake up 4:15 so I can drink coffee, shit,
and then go.
Mm. So I'm not shitting in the airport.
Yeah. I like, my protocol is that.
Yeah. What is your protocol?
Well, I don't like to be rushed.
Ugh.
So for me, I do like a slow wake up.
Yes,
so I do the thing too where
to
it's
wake
like,
up.
If I need to be somewhere at 8, I'm going to get up like 6:30, 6:40, like, you know, I'm saying here in town where it's not far, I'm going to get up hour and a half before so that I don't want to feel like, oh my God, I got to run out the door.
I hate that feeling.
To sit around a little bit, take my time to wake up. I don't have to have coffee right away. I can wait on coffee a little while, but I just like to I like a slow wake up. That to me sets me straight for the day.
And you know what's funny is that it took me years to realize that about you.
Yeah.
Because I shoot out of bed in a panic. Like, what's happening? What am I gonna, I gotta take care of somebody. Like, I'm already on it.
Yeah.
And you're like you're like a cute little sleepy bear.
Uh-huh.
And you like to stretch and just kind of chill. And I'm like, this lumbering bear, you just take your fucking time. I'm always amazed at how relaxed you can be. So relaxed.
So relaxed. I do. I like to wake up like that.
I know.
Like, I don't like a rush of a wake up.
I don't like it either, but
it's kind of like my most important thing. Then I like to, you know, kind of ease my way into some sunlight, you know, daylight.
And, but you do coffee and then you have to shit too like me, or
I like it to happen within the next 45 minutes. A lot of times I do wake up, like I said, gradual, some sunlight, and then coffee, breakfast, and then.
Coffee. Okay, I can't eat breakfast unless I've shit.
Ah, interesting. A lot of times breakfast is what sends me into the shit.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because what you'll do is make like runny eggs, and it only 20, 30 years to learn that.
No, but
that can be a
problem. But no, like today I just had yogurt. I just had a yogurt. That's
it. Does that make you brown?
Yeah. I had yogurt and a little coffee and then I went. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's because I'm totally inflexible. It's almost an OCD with me. Yeah. I must brown before the day gets started.
Fascinating.
I cannot go into anything else.
Yeah.
Before you do anything else, the top of the homepage. Click the top of the homepage.
That's pretty cool. I think you'll enjoy this. The son of a co-founder of the nationally renowned Buc-ee's convenience store.
Hey, Buc-ee's, my favorite.
Famous here in Texas. Was arrested Tuesday in Travis County. Faces 28 separate state jail felony charges of invasive visual recordings. Mitchell Wasik, 28, was released 1 hour after being arrested on a $10,000 bond. Per charge for a total of $280,000 in the condition he not contact the complainants, according to Travis County jail records. A woman reported she and a few friends were visiting the lake house with Mitchell Wasik when one friend who works cybersecurity for the Department of Defense noticed a charging port with a hidden camera plugged into the wall of their bathroom. The group of friends left with the camera and on its micro card found dozens of videos of themselves and other people in bathrooms and bedrooms at the lake house, as well as at Mitchell Wasik's Dallas apartment. They were unaware that the recordings existed in the bathroom and the bedroom and indicated they did not consent to being recorded or photographed. According to the affidavit, a warrant was obtained to review the contents on the camera and found 68 movie files containing at least 13 male and female individuals being recorded using toilets, showering, changing clothes, and or having sex.
the cool guy club.
Oh my God.
Additionally, the affidavit states the videos were found to have been recorded in multiple different locations dating back to 2021, which included a downtown Austin condo, a vacation home in Telluride, Colorado, both owned by his parents. According to property records, Amazon records also linked purchases of spy cameras to Mitchell Wasik. I gotta say, I totally get it. I think it's probably a fun thing to get involved in, although it sounds like it's against the law.
Well, here's the deal, man. I agree. I think what's fun is watching people bang or change.
Yeah.
But the poo-poo pee-pee part, I'm out.
Strokes for everybody, you know?
I don't want to see people I know pooing and peeing. I don't understand why that's sexual for some people.
I don't get it either. I mean, browning doesn't turn me on either. Although the idea of just watching somebody brown to see how they do it does entertain me. I mean, I would like to see that. I just don't, it doesn't arouse me, you know?
You're telling me, just out of curiosity, you would, for instance, want to see Josh Zollo browning.
Yeah.
Just like, how does he sit? What is he looking at?
Sure.
Really?
See what comes out? Yeah. See how it looks.
You want to see the actual brown in the bowl?
Yeah. What are we talking about here? Just his face?
Oh, because you can't see brown in the bowl with the spy cameras,
Who knows what you can see?
Maybe they're up top and then he's looking at how much you make. That's so fucked up, man.
Yeah, I mean, so disgusting. I think he's a cool guy.
That's so gross.
Yeah.
I will say that this hotel I stayed at had a mirror in front of the toilet.
Yeah, that's a weird choice.
And I was like, I'm watching myself.
Brown, yeah.
It's revolting.
Yeah.
I look terrible sitting
on the I don't like seeing myself brown. No.
No, the times that I've accidentally, like the kids have opened the door and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I've been like, this is the most emasculating pose.
I don't like it at all.
I don't want to see you browning, believe it or not. I'll talk about it all day long.
But yeah.
Seeing it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know what else is super emasculating?
What?
I heard somebody in the shower. So I turned around and it was him.
The one he was cussing out.
I could see him from the back. His ass was like, God damn shit. All right. Shit. It was like setting up.
I don't know what's happening.
Motherfucker, like setting up, and yeah, you know how you put that soap go down your back, and it'll go, you can see the soap go up. I said, shit.
What?
I looked out the window, and she made sure there wasn't nobody else coming in and take a shower. I said, fucking shit, man. I said, oh. He looked back at me, and I looked at him real mean, like, right? You know, real serious look, right?
Yeah.
So I said, shit, fuck it. I went over, I said, he said, yes. I said, can I get something else? He said, you don't mess around, do you? I said, man, shut the fuck up. I said, I'm telling you what, you tell somebody, I'm going to whoop your goddamn ass, right? You better not tell nobody shit. That was my first time coming, and it was in a man's ass, bro.
And that's what you want to show me? I don't understand half of what this guy is fucking doing.
Well, he's telling a story. I like stories.
Apparently, yeah.
About when he was in the shower, I believe, when he was locked up, and he saw this guy showering across, you know, the shower stall, and that he was mesmerized by the guy's ass, and then he went over there.
Thanks, Tom. This is a cool story. It was terrible.
It's not over.
Why would you share that?
I told my eyes like y'all said, I didn't even know it could felt like it. It's that shit is good. You know, I ain't never had none.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming in as a child, man, got, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving this motherfucker a baby or something, man. I'm gonna give this motherfucker a baby.
This guy's so happy. He's like you right now. He loves the story. Yeah. Rick Ross is laughing his ass off. You're like, you love the story, Tom.
Well, he just said he's gonna give him a baby, you know, that's how good it felt.
I understand, yeah. I got that bit.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how it works, though.
Yeah. You can't just come into someone's ass and make a baby.
No, it's not where the baby's made.
I understand.
You can't make a butt baby.
But anyway, I thought that was a fun story to share.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
And it was in a man's ass.
It's still going. I don't want anybody.
All right. Well, why don't we take a quick break?
I want to die. I hate why? It. Just wow. Like, it's like this old toothless guy, and he's telling me that he butt fucked a guy, like the first time he came in a guy's ass. And I don't want to know. Like, I don't want to hear it. And you're loving it. I can't understand. Sometimes you and I are like fudge and caramel, bro, peanut butter and chocolate. And then some days, what makes you laugh is like, it's my kryptonite. Like, I can't do it, dude.
That was my first time coming.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking puke on myself. I feel sick. I feel good. And he's got like no teeth and stuff.
Yeah. I don't even know if the other guy consented to it, you know.
Oh my god, we didn't even get into that.
We didn't get into that. There's no, something tells me there's not much of a choice in this situation, you know.
It feels consensual.
He
to
did because he told the story as, can I get some, which is asking for permission.
He doesn't seem the type to. He's not. Oh, sorry. Is he in there for? Why? What? Do you guys know something?
Well,
I don't know.
He's known as the booty warrior.
Oh, this guy?
Yeah.
You know this guy?
Yeah.
What do you mean he's known as the booty?
He's known to have snatched a bunch of booties and when he was locked up.
You guys are fucking with me.
Am I?
How do you guys know that?
He's kind of well documented.
Where?
Well, I mean, there's a reason he's doing interviews. This isn't just like...
Oh, you know, he's like a famous guy. How come I don't know about him? He's not on TikTok. I don't know him. He's not famous.
CNN did a profile of him a couple weeks ago.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
Did Hoda interview him?
Yeah.
Once you're on Hoda, you're legit. Subscribe to Gay.
Why don't you read that right there? Can you read it?
G-A-Y.
Fleece. Can you read it?
Fleece Johnson, infamously known as the Booty Warrior, due to reportedly raping and sexually assaulting over 157 people while in prison, was released last year and is now speaking out about his 44 years behind bars. Jesus Christ. 44 fucking years?
Yeah, he got locked up when I was born.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, poor guy. Wait, what did he do to get into prison is what I'm wondering. Originally sentenced to 10 years for armed robbery in 1979 at Kentucky State Penitentiary, Johnson would later be sentenced to an additional 18 years in 1987 on charges of wanton endangerment and first-degree assault. Kentucky law is engaging in conduct that creates a substantial danger of serious physical injury or death to another person. In October 1990, he was charged with assault on a corrections officer four times, which added an additional 20 years to his sentence. From 1981 to 2013, he was up for parole 13 times after serving a minimum of 20 to 50% of his sentence. However, they were denied due to his sexual crimes on inmates and officers. Wow, he's a monster, Fleece. Holy fuck, dude. Okay, he was on the show Lock Up Raw, the convict code, and known as the Booty Warrior, a show intended for kids to make positive choices and avoid incarceration. We should show this to our sons immediately. In this prison, booty was more important than food, Johnson said on the MSNBC show. Fuck. Booty, a man's...
Butt.
Oh, yeah. Is more. They can't say butt. That's stupid. It's on Gay magazine. Mm-hmm. It was more important than, I'm serious, booty, having some booty was more important than drinking water. Man, when I see one and he looks good to me, when I go see him, I say, hey, you, come here. I say, I'm going to tell you what, I like you and I want you. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. So the choice is yours. And it was always a yes.
And it was in a man's ass.
Yeah. It was always a yes.
Yeah.
See? Okay, he says it like that. It was just always a yes.
I didn't force myself on nobody. Yeah.
Dude, any fucked officers.
Yeah.
This guy, when he doesn't look aggressive to me, he seems a little skinny guy.
Yeah, I think maybe it's a little different when you're locked up. I don't know.
Shit.
I'm giving this motherfucker a baby.
Yeah. Well, that was a fun story to kind of wrap up the first half here. Why don't we take a quick break?
The prison. Thanks, Tom. Assholes.
That shit is good.
I gotta go. Okay, I feel sad. I'm gonna
we'll
go
be right
cry.
Back. And we are super excited to welcome to the studio. Don't forget that the new album drops December
first, yes, Zart Official Intelligence. It's Esso of Zarface, everybody.
Oh, look at that.
You guys are the coolest.
You are the coolest.
Like, you have cool artwork. Your songs are about cool shit. Even the albums that just are like instrumental. I love you guys so much.
Oh, thank you.
And you're just the best. And we did a music video with you.
I mean, that's why we're part of
Zarface lore.
You're in the Zarface universe.
Yeah, for sure.
And somehow I tumbled into the YMH universe, which is such a blessing.
I still remember the day when I woke up. And, you know, you just like straggling around, and then at some point you open your phone.
Yeah,
I see all these mentions. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And everyone's like, oh shit, you got a mention on the new Zarface album. I'm like, wait, what? And I start like, I immediately run through, and it is like, honestly, it's one of the coolest things that's ever happened to me.
Oh,
the
man.
Shout out. I'm serious. I'm bizarro.
Thank you. Yeah.
And
thank you.
And I was like, this is why that really felt to me like, you know, everyone has these things like, I've made it. For me, I was like, oh, I fucking, this is the shit. No,
wow.
it's the coolest thing that ever happened to me. And then to make that even cooler, you guys were like, hey, can we shoot a music video with you guys? And so for people who haven't seen her or don't know, you can just go on YouTube and look up Zarface Bizarro. And it's a fucking rad music video.
There
it came
are,
out
yeah.
so good.
Oh, yeah. Mike Pesci. Yeah,
Mike Pesci,
you,
yeah.
You delivered. You made, yeah, you guys, I mean, have been holding us down since, and that means tons. Really,
it was
does.
So it was cool. Fucking awesome.
You should have been in the video, Christina, but we, you know,
what?
He said no.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's
he
terrible.
Put the kibosh on the whole thing. I was like, can I didn't take my gum out, and I was going to put it under this.
Just throw it across the room.
You know that trick, like when you're at a restaurant, and they give you like frozen butter packs,
and
it's too cold, so you slide it under your thigh to warm it up, and nobody, no. anything,
I don't do
nobody
that.
Knows.
I've never done that.
What restaurants are you eating at that you eat frozen?
Well, this place, the Chateau in Norwood.
Wait, that's such a good idea.
Yeah, you take that butter pack, you put it under your thigh, and you just continue to the conversation. No one else knows, and they're all kind of like chiseling away through that cold butter.
Yeah.
But you want something warm, so you use that thigh weight. And it makes it, you know, as though they microwaved it for you or something.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Perfect.
How long do you count?
Yeah, how long does it take?
I usually, when I'm listening to someone speak, I'm usually counting to 100 in my head. And
well, that'll do it.
Yeah. It's part of your autism, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I put it out and I spread it, and people are like, how does that just
And you go, oh, you got one of the cold ones? Anyway.
Yeah. Just keep it in, like, exactly. Keep going. So that's a trick. So
put
that out to the universe. Gross. My wife's disgusted by it. So
yeah.
Oh, this is real.
That helps. Oh, it's real. It's not a.
Yeah, that's pretty rad. That's a really good one. It's like the opposite
so
of a Pajiski effect. It's fucking a cool Esso effect.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we need to come up with, our Esso effects now.
Oh,
like,
cool.
Will you have like hacks for shit?
Yeah,
I hate the word hacks.
Okay.
So I think Esso effects better.
You also hate the word routine. I remember when we ate at that restaurant, I said routine. I was, calling back to one of your bits, and I might have said routine twice. And then you leaned over the table and was like, it's a bit. And I felt this small, and I was like, it is a bit. It's a fucking bit.
It's like your rhymes, your rap words.
It's like rap versus hip hop, man.
Yeah.
No, but I guess.
How many albums, by the way, for Zarface now?
Probably around 8.
Dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you kind of amazed that it?
What I'm amazed about mostly when I think about it is that Inspect the Deck has more rhymes on Wu-Tang albums. I mean, on Zarface albums than on Wu-Tang albums.
Really?
I don't know, because we got like 10 albums.
Yeah.
Or 8 to 10 albums, I forget. But I've never actually counted it. But, you know, Deck's not on every Wu-Tang. Of course, when he is, he's killing it. But he's not on every Wu-Tang track. So if you did the math, I just think about it sometimes.
But do you ever stop and think about the fact that, like, you basically, I'm saying as a whole, mate, like, what you've built, like, what you've made? You know, this is what you wanted to do with your life and career.
Yeah.
And now you're at, whatever, 8 albums with Inspect the Deck, like, as your, you know, your guy, right? Like, you're a group. So
yeah, absolutely.
You and George, obviously, but like, but it's fucking crazy, right?
It is crazy when I sit back and think about it, but I feel like we're always moving forward.
Of course, yeah.
And so I don't take that time to really reflect on how insane it is.
Yeah.
If we're doing Zarface shows, we end the sets with Wu-Tang shows. So I'm like doing Triumph with Deck, and I'm doing Cream with Deck. And
what?
And just, I don't deserve that, but I'm here. And I just, but it's on the other hand, as my buddies say to me, like, you're the only guy, like, who, my buddy John says, you're the only guy that's employed, and unemployed at the same time because I just kind of have a lot of free time.
Because we
were talking about it off the mic.
Yeah.
Is if you're an entertainer or a performer, you don't really have a set schedule unless you're on the road.
Right.
So I can do a lot of goofy shit.
Right. And you have your goofy shit you like to do.
I have a lot of goofy comic books.
You have your comic book place.
Why is comic books got to be goofy shit?
It's a little.
No, okay.
He's into VR. I don't know. He's into VR. Goofy as that, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I like. I'm into VR, and I've heard you drag comic book shit. I've heard, you know, heard you, Mystic Rick. I heard all this shit. You know, I absorb it, and it just makes me stronger.
Yeah.
It thickens my skin.
Are you a big WWE guy?
WWE, WWF era, WCW, AEW.
You get all of it.
A little bit. I mean, I told you, you should really go into it. I mean, I don't understand what you're waiting for. You're not going to get hurt,
well,
according to you.
Actually, I was about to do something with one of the big wrestling organizations.
Okay.
This is like a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And the person who was most excited to do it with, like the guy who reached out, who's a wrestler.
Yeah.
He got hurt and it kind of.
Oh, okay.
It kind of delayed everything. And then it just, you know, things kind of evolved, take off from there.
Yeah.
By the way, when you're doing Triumph and you're doing Cream with Deck and you're supposed to hit an N-word, do you just lean into it? You go hard? What do you do?
You know, it's funny. A lot of Dex verses don't have any swears in them.
Really?
Yeah.
But I mean,
sometimes he'll drop that word, and you know, I'm like, this is, if there's ever a time I have free reign to do it, it's on stage with him.
Yeah.
And it's like a power up, but I don't.
Yeah. Do you have to pick another word, though?
What I do is I just hold the mic, and I'm like, and I don't say anything. I let the mic cover my mouth so you can't see whether I'm saying it or not.
Oh, that's
so
very
I can't
clever.
Be held in a court of law. Yeah. You know
what I'm crazy?
But I'm like, you know, I'm standing next to Deck and it's like.
I mean, it's kind of fascinating that you're performing in a medium where the whole thing is say words and you're supposed to say these written words, but then there's a magic word and you have to dance around it, even though like that's part of what you're supposed to be saying.
Yeah.
Right. And it gets said quite frequently too.
It comes up a lot in songs, you know,
and sometimes,
the first time that I had met,
not like with comedy, like we don't have to say that word.
One of my favorite stories is hindered by that. Actual situation.
Yeah.
Well, it's not, you know, it's just the first time Deck introduced me to Ghostface, I said, this guy's not going to know who I am. You know what I mean? And I was kind of nervous meeting him, and Ghost got up. He's like, yo, it's that Spider-Man. And he dropped the word.
Yeah.
And it was the greatest I've ever felt.
In your life. Yeah.
Because I was pitching a beat to him over, you know, the internet. So we hadn't met, but I had a beat where I was sampling Spider-Man. And Ghost was going to use it, and it was going to be this, you know, this thing. It never worked out, but he identified me as that. You know, I'd love to tell that story, but I can never finish it. appropriately.
I talked to him twice on the phone.
Oh, he's exactly like he is on the records.
And it was pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't believe that it was happening.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'll call you back sometime.
Chat later.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
we should have him on here, man.
Oh, it'd be great.
When we spoke, he was telling me about the cows eat differently in Europe and they gallop like horses because they're on a different diet.
There's no way that's true. I'm not going to argue with him at all.
I had been to Europe a few times myself and I was like, I don't know. They seem to be standing just like they are in Nebraska or whatever.
Where were you? And you're like, I was in the UK. In Belgium. That's where they run. Yeah. And you're like, yeah. No, I got you.
No, I don't contest anything he says.
For sure.
Just, I'm like, yeah, no doubt. So it's a blessing to even be able to.
You know what you have to do, right? You have to take that knowledge and at some point just kind of drop it into a song, you know, like I'm running like the cows in Europe, like that kind of thing.
That's right.
That has to be a lyric.
Yeah, you know what?
Running like the cows in Europe.
You know what I mean?
Ghost know what's up.
Yeah. And people will be like, wait, what happened?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Ghost what rhymes with Europe? Gosh, that's
Ray sparked the Dutch.
Because probably trivial,
like
little like bits of like knowledge that you pick up from conversations, those find their way into songs sometimes, right? Like
absolutely.
Yeah.
Catch me at your mom's house. What up, Tom? And here we are.
Here we are.
I think sometimes even mistakes in songs tend to stand out. I was talking to Danny Brown about it. If you say a rap and you like the take you have, but you mispronounce a word, sometimes you leave it in.
Right.
And that's the thing that fans remember about it. And it gives it some type of style.
So 1,000%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mispronouncing things. Also, sometimes you like go back and you're like, that doesn't really rhyme. Like something doesn't rhyme, but that makes that lyric stand out.
Yes.
The fact that they were like almost forcing a rhyme or just accepted that something, but kept it in.
Yeah, and then definitely.
The imperfections are the best. Imperfection.
Yes, the imperfections are the like, perfections in a way.
Yeah, yeah. It happens in stand-up a lot too, like where you'll forget something or you'll stammer through something and you'll say something almost by accident and then that gets a huge laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, the my ignorance in this part, you know, or my mistake leads to the laugh.
Yeah. Oh, that's very cool. And then you try to reproduce it, but maybe it doesn't.
Sometimes you can like take a new position. You're like, oh, I'm gonna play dumber. Like the funnier thing is to be dumber in this situation. Mm. So I'll embrace that. But sometimes you try to embrace the way you made a mistake, and then that can't be duplicated sometimes.
Yeah. Like interesting. Like Duncan Trussell last night. Actually, thank you guys for getting me into the comedy mode. I appreciate that. He had said he was talking about somebody. He said identified him as a master of history, and the crowd laughed their asses off. And then he found the word he was looking for, which was historian.
Ah. Oh.
But then he kept going back, and everyone kept popping for it. And I was like, is this part of a bit? Bit.
Hey.
And then, by the way, what's up with that place, Red Ash? Is that still open?
It burned down. Irony of being called
Red Elk.
Yeah,
I was thinking,
but they're not like completely like it's going to be reopened. Yeah.
Okay,
not like
I looked it up and it said temporarily closed. Yeah. I was like, let me get to the bottom of this.
Literally burned down. Yeah. That place is so good. That's luckily, where we went for dinner.
Yeah. I was gonna take you guys out to eat there tonight, but forget it.
We gorged ourselves.
I mean, like, just so you know, there's other restaurants.
There are.
So
Sweetgreen, do you guys like Sweetgreen?
Like, fucking the guy's like, oh, the one place that you have here is closed. I mean, there's a lot of other restaurants, man.
Sweetgreen, he said.
It's ridiculous. Are you just going to end it there?
So stupid.
You pick it. Whatever.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm Virgin Records now, so it's different.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? I got that.
Shit.
I got that, back at the Fairmont now, you know?
Oh, okay. Snap.
Okay.
Get that real advance.
Do you know what's so funny? I always have some, like, your lines in my head. Fuck all that. I'm against all that. Like, sometimes, you know, you just have, like, you're in my head a lot.
See, something that simple is a freestyle that I would keep.
Oh.
You know, like, recording it. Like, I didn't write that down.
Oh.
But those are the things that we're talking about. Like, I normally would think, oh, fuck all that. I'm against all that. It's that too easy, but then it comes out and it sticks with people.
Yeah, because that's how you speak.
Yeah.
And that's always what's going to resonate with
Wildlings.
People.
Wildlings.
Wildlings. Always say that.
Absolutely, yeah. See, and that was Deck at the end of that track, and he kept saying it, and they were like, oh, let's keep that in.
Wow.
And that resonated with you guys. Yeah. And it's just so
now,
cool.
Love.
When it comes to like new and in the moment slang, do rappers and black people have a newsletter that tells them here's what the kids are saying? How do you keep up with all the kids' slang?
I think Twitter now, right?
Twitter, really?
Oh,
or whatever
TikTok.
The new TikTok,
Twitter's X.
No, but you've lived honestly as somebody who your job is to be a wordsmith. Mark in your head when certain you're like, oh, this expression is a thing now. You know what I mean? Like it feels like anyone can look back through life, but I feel like you would have a better perspective on it because your job is words, you know?
Yeah, definitely. But I think there's a time and place for certain words where, you know, if I say something's cap, it might not sound as authentic because that's a word my son would say.
Uh-huh.
And he just turned 15. And, you know, I don't really hear it come out of his mouth, but it'll come out on a text or something.
Well, so that's interesting. So your thing is that, If like kids are saying it and then I say it, then I sound like a guy trying to be a kid.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. So
does that mean you try to stick to the either slang that you grew up with or just that you're hearing other adults say?
No, I think just slang that's in my, it depends on who you hang out with. Like if I go on tour with a group of kids that are like 19, I'll probably come back saying something different.
Right.
I tour a lot with Vinny Paz from Jedi Mind Tricks.
Dude, yeah.
So I pick up a lot of Philly slang and then bring it back to Boston throughout the year.
He's incredible.
You know? Oh, he's great. He's just one of the most gifted people I know.
Yeah.
But when you say something like, I can't think of a good example, but for me, it's like, you know, fuck 5-0, fuck, you know.
Yeah.
But now it's like, fuck 12. So 12 is the new 5-0.
12 is?
12? What is 12?
It's not new, but it probably the past
decade. Do you always know the origin, though?
Like, no.
You don't?
No, they pop up in records, but like, you know, a gun, people talk about their pole now. It's the pole.
Oh.
This is the stick.
So you get the newsletter from the black guys.
But stick, the stick used to be a jimmy, and the jimmy is a dick. Right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
So wait, Jim Browski. A pole is now a gun?
pole.
And
yeah, the 12, pole.
The 12 is
5-0 cops.
Is it? I know, but is it the 12 or just 12?
I think it's just 12.
And why is it 12?
You know something? I'm ashamed to tell you that I don't know.
We have
a
black person here. Do you know why it's 12?
No, I don't remember. Did you know pole too? Time ago. I don't remember. Mm. I heard pole, yeah.
Yeah, the pole and the stick. But see, you're saying it like it's second nature because you're younger than I am. For me,
10,
it's the GAT.
Oh, 10-12.
Right, 10-12. It's a police code.
Right. So I haven't had, I haven't heard that code because I'm a family man, settled down with two kids and a wife.
It's West Coast, but you heard one time before, right?
Oh, of course. One time gaffled him up.
Do you know the origin of that?
My origin of that is from MC8, CMW.
But why it said? You know why it said?
I imagine it's, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, break it down.
So the reason one time became slang is
don't get me in trouble.
No. The reason one time became slang is that if you're in a car...
Yeah.
And you see police, you can look at them one time before you elicit a reaction from them that would make them suspicious. In other words, if like there's a cop over here and you can look once, looking once is okay. That's why they call it the one time. But if you look more than once, then they're like, why does that person keep looking over here? You're eliciting the suspicion by keep looking at them.
So you get the newsletter too.
Well, that's, I got it. I got the book now. About the newsletter. Okay. I read the book. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I always thought that was a really fascinating one.
It is. And that makes a lot of sense. It's what I would have guessed. But you articulated it far better than I could.
Because
there's a lot of documented history of, you know, cops not really being that.
No, there's not. Why are you being like that? Blue Lives Matter.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying. So you don't get a lot of chances to comply.
True. Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of...
The 10-12 thing makes sense. I get 10, that.
12,
5-0 comes from Hawaii, 5-0 the show.
Yep, absolutely.
Is that right?
Yeah.
God damn. Are you guys fucking with me?
No.
Oh, come on. You know that.
I didn't know that.
That's how it entered the lexicon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, let's see that's if... Cool. Let's see how what your rap ears think of this.
Oh. Raps.
Here we go. Here we go. I love you, baby. You were like a goddess to me. I got struck by lightning. You can even see. These people won't even leave me be. I had a goddess. Her name was Penelope.
Bars.
Okay, so lyrically, maybe he can grow. But, I mean, he has the right kind of cadence, right?
And absolutely. Rhythm. It's kind of like a... I think the Patriots play that for touchdowns now when, you know, it's like a new Gary Glitter.
Gotcha,
yeah. Celebration or a goal song thing. You know? Yeah. Or it's like, what's his name? Wolf of Wall Street, where he's...
Right. McConaughey with...
Yeah. Yeah. But it's packaged into kind of like a Juggalo presentation. And, you know... He looks good.
Did you get your fill, or you need to hear more? I don't know.
You know, I think I've had my fill. But if you guys want more, I can.
I'm good. I'm good.
I'm yet to brown. I could go outside.
Okay.
not outside, but you know.
Now you know that Nadav left.
Yeah,
he's doing his own thing now.
Yeah,
here's him on his first Patreon upload.
Okay.
They tried to play with the jit, but they didn't know I was a Jew. Tried to play me like a bitch, but I made my thing go pew pew pew. She gave me nasty head. I made that little bitch go ew. I'm getting that water like I'm Seacrest.
What do you think?
Fire. Fire.
Pretty cool.
I think there's when I came up in making hip hop and listening to hip hop originally. Yeah. There were so many rules. I felt like there were so many rules just by listening to the music growing up in it. And I think I became a prisoner of my own type of gatekeeping in a way. Do you know what I mean? For a long time, I was like, nah, you can't do this. You can't do that. You know, you can't say routine. You have to say bitch like that, you know?
What were some of the can'ts?
He's so upset with me still.
I'm only kidding. It's stuck. It ruined my whole dinner.
I'm trying to save you. You can't hang out with comedians and go your standard routine. You know, you would get thrown out of the club, right, Tom?
Yeah.
You can't say that to Duncan.
And I consider myself
aficionado.
I'm like faking the fun. Thank you.
No, you are.
Well, my aficionado judgment on this guy is fire.
Yeah, he's dope.
Wow.
But wait, what were some of the can'ts like that you started? Because that's interesting.
Well, I don't think this would be considered dope. When you know what I mean? This is something that might get you thrown off the stage back in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But now I think there's an audience for any type of hip hop.
I think it speaks to the fact, and I think this goes for comedy as well, is that when something gets so big and so popular, that the genre actually has no boundaries anymore. And meaning that, like, and also because of the way that technology works, that everyone can upload, you know, either their songs or their routines, and they put them up, and you just get, here's the thing. What's really good will always get the attention of the masses, like something that's like really good.
Yep.
And then there's everything in between. And some people, there's somebody who's like, I love this. You know what I mean? Like, this is my shit right here.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, I get what you're saying. Cause in comedy, it's like, you know, it had like, these are the boundaries of comedy.
Yeah.
And now then there became like anti-comedy and, you know what I mean? Like the anti-joke, and there's really subversive stuff, and there's super alt stuff, and there's countries, and there's songs that are funny. Like, it's massive. It speaks to the fact that, and hip hop's like, I always remind, like when I talk to somebody who loves hip hop today, I'm like, you know, when I was like in middle school, you would go to a record store and it said rap, and it was like 12 albums, and that was it. It was like Run DMC, Queen Latifah, Eric B. Rakim, you know, EPMD, like Ice Cube, and then that was it.
That was
all that was available.
Yep.
And then now the genre is so massive that there's just endless amounts of it.
Back then, I mean, you could count to every artist.
You could.
Just about, what I mean? And now there's a space for everything, and there's an audience for everything.
For everything.
And there are kids that have grown up listening to things like this that, you know, are entertained by it.
Did you do the thing, or did you have the temptation when you started to do really like X-rated songs? You know, that feels like a young man's.
I know,
kind
Sam.
Of,
I've gone deep in your vaults before. Can I just point out? There's like pre Wife and Kids, SO, and 7L, and then there's a clear delineation.
Yeah,
it's like, let's go to the cemetery and fuck some whores.
Yeah.
You think I didn't fucking know that? And I was like,
you know something? That's funny. I'm gonna blame 7L for that, because he's the one that put that on the record, and that's a hit on that record.
Yeah, like it.
Yeah, but So yeah, my wife writes my rhymes for me now.
Yeah.
So everything is very
But I mean, it's every young guy, right? Like you're 18, you're like, let's write a rhyme. Like if you're like starting out, it's like everyone's thing is like, fuck shit, you know, like wild stuff.
Definitely,
right?
Definitely. I mean, you know, I came up listening to a lot of Ghetto Boys, Too Short, you know, when I was listening to EPMD and Public, you know, a lot of East Coast stuff too.
And killed a bitch. Right. I hear you. Yeah.
So, that stuff would work its way in. And as you get older, you wonder like if you're connecting with the right, I don't know.
Audience?
Yeah. And if you're really representing who you are.
Right.
And it kind of changes your lyrical trajectory.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
So that's just like a part of evolving.
I think so.
Yeah.
Plus it's easy to rhyme dick with tit and all that shit.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Yo, you just did it right now. Dick and tit and all that shit.
It doesn't even technically rhyme, cool.
But it does. It's like it doesn't, but it does.
The slant rhyme, they call it.
Slant rhyme.
Yeah. It's always that family of tit, clit, dick. You know, it's about you got all those little nip.
Yep.
Or nipple.
So do you just have a thesaurus in your head that works like that? Where you're like, you just
I think
have
so. I think
words?
There's a lot of, I think a lot of the rhymes that I come with start with the actual rhyme schemes themselves. Mm-hmm. And then I'll come up with a story around it.
Sorry, like if say I think it again. So hold on. You come to my rhyme scheme, you mean like the cadence, like you have an idea of what the beat is first?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you have an idea of the rhyme scheme, like the different rhymes, things that rhyme. Like, Shane Gillis, Painkillers or something. And then you come up with something like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Saucony Azura, Tom Segura. Yeah, that type of shit.
Yeah,
and then you're like, okay, so how do I make this into a story? If you're doing braggadocio raps, if you're not coming from, you know, telling a story, a vulnerable story, that's different. Then you're trying to tell the story and find the rhyming words. But if you're coming up with a punchline type stuff that we grew up with.
My shit is nice type of song.
My shit is nice. Yeah. You know.
That's a whole lane of hip hop. My shit is nice.
My shit is nice. That wife. Yeah. I take her home quicker than Matt Rife.
Yeah, you go.
Or that type of thing. You know, like that quick, like, reference. You slide it in there. And
that's cool.
I have a hip hop question for you.
Yeah.
This is something I've thought a lot about. I realize I haven't been able to really ask somebody, certainly not a professional, about their opinion on this.
Okay.
So that when hip hop started, it's very easy to, because, you know, things obviously become more complicated as they evolve.
Yeah.
It was very easy to imitate the early day rappers, right? It was very much like ABC, 1, 2, 3, you know, like it's that's how it started.
Yes.
And I was trying to think of who were like the first people that it became, wow, like almost difficult, in some cases almost impossible to imitate.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I think there's definitely some rhyme schemes that Tretch came up with that I was like, that's actually complicated to duplicate.
Yeah.
And then like the one that stands out, there's you could say E-40 on some things for sure too. That's not an easy thing to imitate.
Yeah.
But then that Busta Rhymes took the ran with it of like, as far as like, okay, that's not just something you can just repeat easily. You
know? Right. Right.
Who do you think, or does that line up for you?
Yeah. Pitbull.
Pitbull.
Mm. I'm kidding with Pitbull.
Yeah.
You guys.
Dog work.
This is like I'm bombing at a show.
No. I'm just asking if you agree with that sentiment.
I expected you guys to fall down.
We just don't know if you're being serious. Because I don't know. Like, what if you respect some element?
Also, Pitbull speaks Spanish. That's hard for a lot of people.
That's hard.
Minor flex there.
Yeah.
Major flex. Mejor flex?
Mejor, yeah.
The world tongue roll, too. No, I would say Rakim kind of.
Yeah,
he when Rakim came out, that changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before that, I think Melly Mel set the tone.
Yep,
Run DMC. Then Rakim came out with a real laid back delivery.
But do you think that was difficult to mimic?
Yeah, I mean, there are a few people that came out sounding like him,
right?
You know what I mean, throughout the years. But it's difficult for me. I still can't do it.
Yeah.
But E-40 has a way that, there are people that, you know, if you can rhyme in the pocket, it means it's very important to some people. But there are a lot of artists that I think don't technically rhyme in the pocket that are 10 times more entertaining to me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like Old Dirty Bastard on Brooklyn Zoo. It's one of the finest recordings of all time. It's magic.
Yeah, it's magic.
The way he's saying shit. And I'm like, nobody can do it. You know, maybe a few. Wesley Willis maybe can do it. But
the ODB stories, I mean, I'm sure you can get, you probably know, but like the stuff that I've seen in interviews, how they're like, you know, showing up to sessions and then, and also being like, we don't even, it's not like, hey, go in there, let's talk about this. They would just like, in some cases, just hit record and see what happens. And he would just go off on these things that were like magic moments that you captured.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's all soul, personality.
Yeah.
And just, you know, him being him, which is, some people get too technical, overthink things.
I heard with him, Pharrell tell a story about when he did a song with ODB. Mm-hmm. I forget the name of the song right now, but how he said ODB was like, what do you want me to do? And that Pharrell was like, just do your ODB shit. And then he's like, I don't know what you mean. So Pharrell did his impression of ODB to him. He was like, do that.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay. So like he was doing him to him. Okay. Like, do this.
Yeah. 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 I mean, to get a performance
out
of somebody.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's just one of these iconic people that, you know, there will never be another guy.
Yeah.
Like
you
that.
Can't just,
you know.
Yeah.
That's true. I guess in comedy, you have like your Sam Kinisons, Robin Williams, these people that like have some weird mental chemistry mixed with drugs and alcohol or whatever the fuck it is they're on. And you're like, dude, that combo will only ever exist in that human meat sculpture in that particular space in time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
It's pretty wild. I wonder how much mental illness does play a part in these creative people. In
fascinating personalities.
Yeah. Because all the best comics are just fucking gone.
Yeah.
You know? But I love them.
Right. Sure. Right. Yeah.
You guys are fucking gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
Woo!
fucked up.
Gonzo.
Everyone's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I gotta get a little crazier myself, like Seal would say. You know, and then kind of push through that glass ceiling.
A little crazy.
Yeah.
But can I tell you what I love about you, actually?
Yeah.
By
all means.
Is how not crazy you are and how relatable. I always go back to I love the album. Anyway, I like your song Burrito, silly as it is, because there's just the one lyric where you're like, I'll take the barbacoa, and you're like watching some guy fucking not know how to order,
yeah.
And you're like, fucking order, douchebag, like, come on, man. Just like that little moment, that minutia.
It's the same with Call
Life.
Me. Call I told you that how much yeah. I love Call Me, because it's a very relatable sentiment, and yeah. It's like, what are your fucking fingers, whatever yeah. you say in there? Yeah. Because that's exactly like how it feels.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Well, that's actually... a diss track to 7L. Nobody knows that, but I'm dissing him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we have a lot of communication issues.
Of course,
just like,
that makes sense.
I'm like, yo, man, just call me. We'll figure this out. Or, you know, or at this point, just text me. But text me like
You know what I've
English.
Never thought to do?
Yeah.
I've never thought that when I'm having that very situation with someone, just to send them that song.
Yeah.
That's what I should be doing.
Absolutely.
Just send the song.
That's
yeah,
a
with
good
your
point.
With your Rolodex, I'm sure that would be nice for me. So why don't you send that over to you know, Quentin Tarantino, whoever else you've had on, you
fucking
know?
Call me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Bitch. Here we go.
But that's why you're great.
It's funny to you.
Oh, fucking fuck.
So we're gonna do a little segment we like to call horrible or hilarious.
Okay.
Segment stress.
This is a great one today. You got it.
Good.
Sometimes you don't know what's in the folder, and then sometimes it's amazing, and you're here for a great day.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. So we watch the video, and you tell me, is it horrible or hilarious? Okay.
All right.
No, I've fallen off stages before. I don't like this. I've like done that.
That's all the answer I need to fucking hear right there.
Shit, man.
He already voted.
Well, you know, you know, you want to balance that with some degree of compassion, because you don't want that. You know, you guys have been on plenty of stages. You don't want to fall off stage unless you could. And but that is it's funny because
it's always funny to see somebody fall.
Is that guy an asshole or is he? You know, that's why.
Right. Well, here's the cool thing, and this is for real. He's fine. He's okay.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
He's the camera guy. He's just trying to film the fucking...
Yeah, it's like... Those
he's
are,
doing his job, and he's backed up. No one had his back, because usually
no
there's a guy
that exactly.
has
supposed
your back.
To be like, hey, watch out, watch your step.
Security guard, definitely. He's in the buffalo stance,
What happened to Nana Cherry?
Yeah, it's funny. Gigolo.
Yeah, it was such a great song.
Sucker. Yeah. If you listen to those lyrics now... It's funny how, you know, they're dated, but they're just like it's such a time capsule of I'm not sure where she is.
Yeah. No money man can win my love. It's sweetness that I'm thinking of.
Exactly. And that's the
that's
big.
That's what I married this guy for.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is a buffalo
now
stance?
He's coming everywhere.
He is coming everywhere. He came everywhere. What is a buffalo stance?
That's what the security guard is in.
Oh, right. We always hang in a buffalo stance. We do the dive
every time
we
dance.
I give you love, baby, not romance.
So don't.
Glad you guys are having fun.
Fresh with me. Oh, you never heard that song?
No, I've heard it.
Come on in. Come on in. Let's hear it.
Win that mountain. Yeah. Can win my love.
Win my love.
Yeah. Sweetness.
Thinking of. We do the dive every time we dance.
Wow.
No, it's we always hang in a
buffalo stance.
We do the dive every time we dance.
So don't. I don't know. And then
that's
the best part, man. Anyway, what's next? Oh.
I like this already. I hate when people fuck with animals. You deserve what you get, dipshit. Oh, you fuck. Nope. I hope he dies. I hope you fucking die. Yeah. That was real.
That was very real.
That was real.
Yeah. I don't know if it's funny, right?
It's not funny. It's not funny. It's funny to the alligator community.
Yeah, gators are laughing.
Yeah, I recently went on an airboat with my son down in the Everglades, and we went through and we saw all these, and we were able to catch an alligator fight, like unsanctioned. It wasn't like a Michael Vick thing. It was just two gators. They were just fighting, and one was just biting the other's torso, And the guide on the airboat just kind of looked at it like it was normal. And I say, hey, can we like go break this up or something? And he laughed. I wasn't really going to hop off the boat, but they were on land. You could kind of, and it's, you know, shallow waters, but it's very dangerous. And before you get on the airboat, there was a guy that was kind of on that animal trainer situation where he would say, you know, he'd say, I know how these gators behave and what they're capable of. And that's why I can get away with doing something stupid like this.
This shit I never understand. I never understand. Hey, you know what the fun thing is? I'm going to stick a limb or my head into a predator, a deadly predator's mouth. Stupid. I don't get what the fun is here. I really don't.
It's really stupid.
Yeah, the whole thing makes me anxious. Whenever anybody does that, oh, look at my hand. It's in me. It's like, what are you doing, man?
Dude, I ask permission to pet people's dogs even.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't even know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I usually, when I see people's dogs, I kind of drop to my knees and roll over on my back and want to get attacked by them in a loving way.
Sure.
But, I actually outside here, there was two German shepherds off the leash. Do you know who they are?
No.
No.
Not this guy, but there was two real ones out there, and they were just both, you know, under the command of the
guy.
Oh,
my God. I thought you were actually saying that as a description for two women that you thought were unattractive. You mean real dogs? Because I love there's two fucking German shepherds off their leash. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's Emily and Melissa that work next door. That's what you're saying, really, right?
I thought that term for that was a basset hound.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's good for that, too.
But dude, German shepherds are beautiful animals.
They're just
true.
They are.
No, they are beautiful.
And they're off leash. I do think it's kind of a flex for a dog owner.
Yes.
A negative flex, though, like, hey, it's my dogs are off the leash. It makes everyone else tense.
Yeah. And then they go, don't worry. It's like, well, you can make everyone not worry by doing the leash.
Absolutely.
Don't you feel, this was so stupid to stop, but don't you feel like German shepherds are racist dogs to have? Oh. Like, don't you feel like they're just like racist?
What, because they're German?
Yeah.
Because the Nazis trained them?
They're like Nazis dogs.
I mean, and he's nodding so hard, I think his neck's going to break.
Is he? Yeah. I can't see you, right?
I'm scared of German shepherds.
They're Hitler dogs. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, bro, they're cops. They're narcs.
Yeah, they're narcs. Look. Those are not slaves of the dog world, though,
look
right?
Look at fucking...
there's a Fuhrer.
Look at Goering right there on the right, upper right.
They are racist dogs.
I thought dogs are colorblind.
Look at that.
No, I
They are Nazi dogs.
They are Nazi dogs.
I've met a lot of good German shepherds. I used to work in the post op at an animal shelter, and I would have to, what do you call it? A vet.
Yeah.
I used to work there in the post op, and they'd come out, and I would have to give the dogs their medicine.
Yeah.
So I would have to go into the jaws of Rottweilers, pit bulls.
Wow.
And they're given their.
What's the scariest?
They're sedated. The scariest, I'd have probably, you know, traditionally, you're usually afraid of the pit bull, know what I mean? But the Rottweiler was originally the dog that I had.
Rockwilder.
Yeah, say it right. Jeez.
I thought you were a rapper. What the fuck's going on?
The Rotty. I know the Rockwilder. Yeah. So the Rottweiler at that time in my life was the one that I probably was feared the most. And this guy turned out to be the most loving dog. Yeah. Of course, he was on a shitload of trazodone. But I could go right in there and pill him. And it's just like a lab.
Yeah.
And, you know, a Cane Corso.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of dogs that are typically intimidating, but I know it's a cliche, but I think it's the owner.
If
your owner is fucking Hitler, you're going to be a bastard
of a dog. Racist dog.
Do you think that a dog owner of a German Shepherd needs to tell that German Shepherd what their grandparents did? Like, do you think they should be like, you shouldn't be proud of your lineage? You've attacked black people in Mobile. Yeah. You've killed Jews in Dachau. Do you think that's something that you should tell that
dog?
That's
such a good idea.
Let them know what their history is.
Well, you have to do it in clicks because they respond to clicker training.
True.
So it's kind of like a Morse code of...
I think we've been giving these dogs too much of a pass. I got to be honest.
Shepherds in general?
Mm.
No, shepherd. I would love to. I've been trying to push my wife to get a German Shepherd for a long time.
Mm.
But it's a different personality. You know what I mean? They're all business.
They're precise, precision dogs. They're highly trainable. You have to train them.
Just right.
Yeah.
It's like they enjoy it.
You know, speaking of dogs,
They're so stupid.
If you have blue eyes, there's nothing to worry about.
Can I say, like, my dad got a German Shepherd once. My dad's not a dog trainer. Like, he's so lazy. Yeah. And that fucking dog, dude, they are smart as shit. If you don't give them any direction, they will just tear your shit up, tear your house up, shit all over your
fucking puck leader.
They need it.
Yeah, they are the puck leader for sure.
Caesar man. Milan. They need a they need a job to do.
Yeah.
That type of dog. It's a working breed dog. So they're happy with the job.
Yeah.
Like my dog, like, one of my dogs is a lab and he has to chase balls and bring the balls back.
Yeah.
Or she's not happy.
How dare you misgender your dog?
Yeah, she's also
very
fucked up.
She's very open minded. And you know, I have this thing where I look at Rocket, who is a boy. You know, he's got a cock. Mm-hmm. Is that the word on this show?
Yeah, you can say cock.
Okay, okay. And Pepper, who's a girl, but Pepper kind of presents in your traditionally Lou Ferrigno masculine way. And Rocket presents more like Richard Simmons.
Gotcha.
Really?
Yeah, and it's just
so maybe they do have different pronouns. Maybe you should ask them their preferred pronouns.
Yeah, the thing is, I never had a female dog until Pepper. And so I never saw the female genitalia so close on a dog. And hers is very Cardi B pronounced,
just really
out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, oh God, it kind of looks human.
Really? Okay. Because I've only had a small female dog, and hers, like, we could just see the outer bits, the labia. She had a big labia.
You ever seen someone fuck a dog?
No, I haven't. I already got a gag reflex. This is the place to go if I'm going to see it. No, I don't. I'm not down with picking little things off the... Not that I'm bestial phobic.
Yeah. No, sure.
How dare you?
But
bestial phobic.
But I don't like getting into that area. And you got to, you know, you got to... mop like the vulva either. To keep the keep
yeah
it
that's
clean.
What we do to, that's what we did to Bitsy.
Yeah, well that's great.
I didn't like it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's great because they get into a lot of shit and they don't care. They don't think twice about it. It's a second nature to them. Like, how do they know to
if you don't take care, they'll run around with rotten pussies forever. Yeah. They don't care.
No, they don't care.
Yeah, and Pepper, she definitely. I hope she's not listening, but. She could use a little bit of cleaning.
Here we go. You know?
Then if we have a German Shepherd girl, what if she's like, don't touch my pussy, please.
Yeah.
Keep your hands off my vagina.
That
she could be very stoned.
That's likely that she might be like that, but you know, my wife likes getting in there with she's into popping zits.
Sure. That's what women do.
Picking ticks off the dogs. Yeah, she'll get right in there. Yeah. So it's like an activity. And I'll go get the tweezers, and then I'll kind of bow out of the situation.
Sure.
But she'll get right in there, and sometimes I have to help, like, hold up the ear flap. And so it's a precision.
It's precision, yeah. Here, let's watch a fun one.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, Jesus. He's hanging out. Oh, my God.
No. Okay, we're never hot air ballooning.
Did he fall? No, he didn't. Oh, Jesus.
This guy's voice is the best.
Please.
Did he fall?
Oh my God!
Oh okay. Jesus! Okay, this is.
I hope he's not the one who runs it.
Can I have a water? Anybody got a water? I mean, I would like a little refreshment.
Yeah.
This is. I look terrible. At this as tempting, like tempting the alligator.
Yeah.
You're tempting gravity, and you're doing. You know, you're fucking with the weight thing.
How do you feel about aviation in general?
Oh, absolutely. I know that you're a pilot now.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to.
You're getting into which takes a big sack. To do,
but you don't like it.
Oh, I hate it. Every
you don't
flight,
like flying?
The most for someone that flies as often as I do.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you fly a lot.
Yes, every single time I say, hey, thanks, Josh. Every single time I say, I'm risking my fucking life for this.
Really?
Every time I'm off, I'm the
you're on
worst.
Hundreds and hundreds of flights.
Yes, and ask anybody I've ever toured with or anything.
How's George?
He's a bastard. He falls asleep on the plane.
Yeah,
Deck's like, yo, man, sometimes. When I get nervous about that, I picture myself as the pilot. And that story, envisioning Deck as the pilot, helps me cope a little bit.
It does?
Really?
Because it's such a... No, not like, oh, Deck's going to get us down. No, it's that funny to me.
Oh, right,
that
right.
That's his go-to.
Jesus.
Do you know what I mean? Because I don't picture myself as the pilot. It seems like there's an episode on... not most of my flights, but... A flight recently, the landing gear, the tire popped on takeoff, And I was up in the air for 5 hours. I'm not kidding. 5 hours before the captain addressed it. So I'm watching everyone in the whole fuselage, even the flight attendants, and seeing who's nervous, who's not. It was like an explosion.
Oh, you guys heard it all. Like,
I heard it like no tomorrow.
So, and then the pilot brings it up at the end of the flight?
When we made an emergency landing.
Oh, you made an emergency landing?
In
Where
Phoenix,
were you flying to?
To LA.
And then what did he say?
Yeah. He said, listen, guys, I know a lot of you have questions about what happened on takeoff, but we blew a tire. And we
That
have
doesn't
to...
seem like a protocol.
Oh, it was Delta. And they said, and they had to fly over the Phoenix airport so the people in the control tower could look at the underbelly of the plane to make sure it was safe for landing.
Stop.
So I'm like, I had Wi-Fi, so I was able to text my wife and then and tell her, like, you know, I don't know about how this is going to turn out.
Oh my God.
And then the Wi-Fi went out and there's no Wi-Fi. So now I'm just like in the plane, and this girl next to me has a cat, and she was from, she might've been from Korea, but she had her, we started making small talk because this might've been the last. You know, I said,
you're like, I should try to fuck a Korean chick.
Yeah.
I was thinking Mile High Club but she had the cat, and the cat's name was Rocket. Okay. And
that
was my dog's name.
Yeah.
And I said, wow, my dog's name is Rocket. And we started talking about the dog. I could talk about dogs forever. And that pacified us for a little bit as we went past the Phoenix airport.
We flew low.
And they determined that everything was safe enough for us to attempt a landing. The captain of the plane was not the most reassuring guy, because he was like, we should be okay.
What?
Yeah, and I'm like, and I'm feeling the plane turn around to make the landing, the approach. And as we're landing, he's on the mic, and he's like, you know, there will be fire trucks below to put out anything, so don't worry about that. I'm like, oh, that comforts me a lot. My charred body, and we landed, and the fire engines chased the plane, and there were dogs out there, like, you know, police dogs, German shepherds, and they didn't get hit by the they were there to help
certain passengers, certain colors, maybe.
Yeah. So anyway, that's a long story, but I guess it ties into the
Jesus Christ,
the
that's
weather
story.
Balloon.
So wait, was the landing fine?
So did you feel
rough? Yeah, and then the debris from the popped tires axle kicked rocks up into the wing, so the wing had holes in it and everything.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was pretty crazy.
I mean, don't you think they have like backup landing gear? Don't they have that shit on planes? Like,
I don't know about a tire. Tire popping though.
Yeah, there's a lot of tires on each side. So I think several of the tires blew at once, but they were still.
But you're
like,
on a big plane.
Yeah,
you're
big
flying
plane. Yeah.
Like Boston,
to LA. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and then. And
that's terrible.
So then, how long were you guys there before you?
We landed in Phoenix, and they gave us a voucher to the hotel of our choice. And I didn't know my hotels in Phoenix, so I picked one. It was close to a Chipotle. I forget. I can just get some Chipotle. The hotel was a fucking dump.
Yeah.
But that's one thing. But they were like, you know, you could just hop on the next flight. And I did not do that. I rented a car and I drove from Phoenix to LA.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the next day. And it was, you know, a very cathartic drive, just being by myself in the car and just kind of processing what had happened. And then that night I went to the Lakers game and they were playing the Phoenix Sun. So it was, and there was Delta on the Jumbotron. So it was like, I left Phoenix to drive to LA, walked into a Lakers Suns game, and then Delta's on his, I don't know. It was just weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
And I'm alive and I'm still flying, and I'm not as afraid of flying as I was before that, 'cause I know that I survived, but
I don't know what it says about me. Where like when I'm on flights and things go wrong, it just doesn't it doesn't make my heart raise a bit.
That's so true.
Like
he thinks I'm the dumbest dummy when something is jittery, and I'm like, babe, and he's like, it's fine, you dumb bitch, and I'm like, God, he practically says dumb bitch in his head. He looks at me disdainfully, like I'm overreacting. Yeah. Our children are with us.
I've been on some, you know,
well, sometimes you gotta.
I fly a lot, like you,
yeah.
And I've had, you know, if you fly that many times, you're gonna have. So I've had a couple wacky ones.
Yes,
I had one in particular last year on tour that was. It was like, they were like, hey, I don't know if we're going to be able to land because of visibility, because there's like really bad weather.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, cut the shit. Like, we're going to fucking land. And then they go, well, you know, if the visibility isn't there. And then when we were approaching, I'm looking out and I'm like, oh, you can't see a fucking thing. And we did land.
Yeah.
And right before, he was like, if we can't land, we're going to do a pass, try to do it again. And then if we can't land there, we'll go to another airport. And I was like, stop being a bitch. Just fucking land, you know?
I wish I had that perspective on this.
Yeah, I don't.
He landed. And then we got, I was like, holy shit. You saw the runway like 2 seconds before they landed.
That's how you die.
It was unbelievable. And when we landed, I was like, holy shit. And then I asked the pilot, I was like, you want to do that again? He goes, that was the scariest landing I've ever done in my career.
Was this private?
Oh, wow.
Was this private?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, this is how rich people die. This is how like Aaliyah died, right? Like just put the extra gear on the plane. Who cares if it's too much? The rich guy tells the pilot what to do. The pilot's too afraid to say no.
Yeah, I was like, shut the fuck up.
And that's how you fucking die.
Fucking clouds.
Isn't that how Kobe died too? Flying in the bad weather.
Bad weather, yeah.
Yeah. We gotta go. We gotta go. It's like that's how you fucking die.
Yeah.
Cool.
And by the way,
so you're letting him fly.
Everything's fine.
I'm letting him. Fine. Hilarious. Like he ever listens to me. I wish I could pull rank authority. He doesn't seem to care.
Oh my god.
I don't want to watch this anymore. I really don't want to watch this anymore.
That's how I'm getting back to Boston.
In 12 years.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
No one in that one, right?
It was the guy running it.
What happens to an unmanned
crazy guys
balloon?
Is that Fed Smoker? His voice sounded just like
up there in the sky now without anybody.
Retired double agent.
Why don't we do some TikToks? Let's just call her the sorbet palette.
Okay.
No, fuck off already.
He laughed. He laughed.
This sucks. That's your kid, dude.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's how I process a lot of stuff since having kids. It's different.
Shit.
It's different. But that's my son doesn't have a pogo stick.
No.
That hurt.
He does.
So
yeah. He is playing football though.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That's tough. My question for a lot of these videos that are unearthed.
Yeah.
Is when that happens. Who's making the decision to upload?
Yeah, always. I think it's after you're recovered.
Yeah, and you're like, this
is if you're the owner of it, right? You're like, oh, this is probably going to get a lot of, they just think about views and clicks.
Yeah.
And if it's like, oh, I was videoing, my friend died, you're like, it's probably going to get a lot of views and clicks. So
I don't like it. Ahead. Could you TikToks now?
You want to just do a couple more?
No.
I like this side of you.
I haven't seen this one. This looks cool.
This looks terribly third world, by the way.
No.
What shitty country is this in? What Indian fucking... Oh, no. Oh, no. Fuck this, dude. Fuck this. Dead. No fucking way. Not enough money in the world to get me on that. Yeah, what country is this?
Oh, man. This is gonna... Oh, Jesus Christ.
How are you gonna stop it?
I'm getting nauseous just thinking about it.
How are you gonna stop it? Cut the power! Pull the fucking plug,
bro,
dude.
That is so much speed they've got going.
It's like the G's, right? Centrifugal force. Oh my god, just cut the power.
Sick flags.
They're trying to. That's what they're trying to do.
I hate this so much. Fuck this, dude.
Oh, I thought that whole thing was going to come off and just flatten them.
Yeah.
But you took your headphones off.
I took my headphones off. I'm looking at you.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
Everyone's fine.
Yeah.
Everybody's good.
You didn't prep me for the vehicular homicide before, so I don't know what's coming here. This could have been a beheading, you know.
First of all, you're going to live through this, which is good. These people live; they're traumatized as shit. They're never going to go on a ride or
never
enjoy their lives ever again.
Right?
That's bad.
Right?
Your body can handle that much force on it. It sucks.
You probably feel pretty sick.
Yeah. You're definitely gonna barf after that.
Barf.
Yeah.
That was terrible. Well, come on, are we done?
This is a good one. This is the last one. I've seen this one. Okay, so look. Like, ow.
That fall is funny.
Just watch the other people.
They're like, she's texting. He's like, okay. Again, not America.
This kind of sounds like the music from the old school Incredible
Dude, look
Hulk.
At everybody.
I
like,
hate it.
Like, my favorite's the guy that's 6 feet from her.
Yeah.
He's just like, what? Like,
this was an easy one. I like this is a
I
way.
I mean, it's just.
Yeah. I mean, that person is suffering.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, thank you for pointing the arm.
Help.
Like, yeah, now, okay.
Help. Great. But help.
The guy here in the red?
Yeah.
He's like,
He's having a seizure in the street, that guy. He can just get his arm up. No one cares.
I feel like he has a parking spot that he doesn't want to give up.
There you go.
So he's kind of staying put.
Help, help, my leg.
Oh, see you later.
My leg.
Oh, wow.
This is unreal. This is really cool. Thanks, Tom. I really like humanity. This really restores my faith.
Why can't you? Why did I set it to that music?
Fuck
though?
Off. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a nice story great. About Texas, though?
Yeah.
One time I was in the car with the children, and I was taking them to school,
okay.
and we got hit and run. A carload of dudes ran a red light and hit our car, and we were stopped in the street, and they took off. And you know what? I managed to get us to the side of the road. We were safe. We're fine. Everybody was fine.
Yep.
And this nice Texan man, about in his 60s,
yeah.
pulls up with the guys that did the hit and run, and he goes, ma'am, I found these men. They hit and run you. And I found them. I brought them to you. And I swear, I mean, talk about like chivalry.
That
so there
shit
you
would
go.
Never wow. happen in L.A.
No.
Never had to
do what, did he have them on a lasso or something?
No, he just was I took pictures of you guys. Like
he
took photos.
He followed them
oh,
and then at a stoplight, he's like, I saw what you did. I took pictures of you. You need to come back. And he goes,
isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's a
real
good
cowboy.
Texan story. Yeah. Can I tell you a good Texan story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was leaving my hotel room this morning and a guy came up to me and I think he was, you know, he was dressed in all black, like kind of, I think he might have been homeless, but like had a snake eyes look or like a new Kanye look. You know what I mean? Just all black, balaclava. And he approached me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was leaving the hotel room, and he said to me, he said, you up in that hotel room wishing on a bitch. I done already fucked her. And I obviously, I was like, well, maybe he's right.
Maybe.
I am alone in my hotel room.
Yeah.
Wishing on a bitch.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he had already fucked her, it puts me into a headspace where I start picturing the scenario. And I'm like, well, I would hate if he beat me to this particular girl.
Yeah.
Mm.
And, you know, obviously he was a crackpot. Or what's the word for?
Unhoused.
Okay. On the looks.
Yeah.
And that was my Texas taste for the morning.
Wow. So you had a very different experience.
Very different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different parts of Austin. You know, you're probably in the downtown region, I'm guessing.
Well, this was Congress Street.
Yeah, that's a different time. Different space.
You up there wishing on a bitch.
Wishing on a bitch. And I haven't heard that in a while. Yeah. And I was just thinking, you know, I was wishing on a bitch.
Did you give him one of these? Like, thank you for that.
No, I gave him a clothesline.
Yeah, you did.
You know, I missed the rectum real quick.
Give him a turkey slicer, man. Yeah, dude. You don't want to fuck around.
No, you don't engage with that. You just kind of keep walking.
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So the album comes out December 1st.
Yes, sir.
Will there be a tour that follows this?
Yeah, in 2024. Wu-Tang's on tour now, so that's got to wind down, and then Czarface is going to get on the road.
Will you do Austin, please?
I would love to. Absolutely. Austin's the best.
Can't wait.
Love to
see
you guys again. And absolutely.
That's awesome, dude. I mean, you're really our favorite, dude. Thank you
for coming
by.
We love you too. Yeah.
It's Artificial Intelligence. I'm just reminding people out December 1st.
Yeah.
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 We're happy for you, man. It's impressive.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Virgin Records.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Fucking sellout, man. Yeah.
Never. Get your money, homie. Stack checks. Good for you.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thank you, brother. Always. Thank you guys for watching and listening. We'll see you next week.
We ain't drinking no pool water over here. Nothing but that glacier, you feel me? Uh-huh. It asked. Been sipping, what's the problem? Why are you so thirsty? Why are you dehydrated? Gallons, I drank 30. Tell me, where's your water? Tell me, where's your water? They call me hydro. Spring water only, you're so viral. Super H, you know. I've been on the road, all these bottles in a row. Got sources on the low, saying you ain't got the flu. Swimming laps around you, with all the sippage that I've consumed. If you're trying to be, if you're trying to be the water champ, trying to be the water champ, better do it like I do. Where's your water? Where's your water? Where's your water? Where's your water? Is you drinking water? I've been sipping. You need Fiji. I'm putting it right, just like me. Got enough for the crew at Studio G. Send a rescue boat for those hating on me. Just finished a 12-pack waiting for my lunch. Intake crazy, hitting with a sky punch. You're my flower, but girl, you must be tripping if you think that I ain't sipping. If you wanna have something sweet, don't even look at me. All I got is a shoe on me. Yeah, yeah. All day, a shoe on me. Water, water. Water,
the doctor said I need to drink less water. That's how much I'm drinking right now. I mean, you wouldn't understand. That's only for the champ. You know what I'm saying?